Broadcasting live from atop the Rocky Mountains, the crossroads of the West. You are listening to the Liberty Roundtable Radio Talk Show.
All right. Wow. All right. Happy to have you along, my fellow Americans, Sam Bushman and Kurt Crosby, live on your radio. Hard-hitting news the networks refuse to use, no doubt, continues now. Ladies and gentlemen, this is the broadcast for May 6th. Yesterday was Cinco de Mayo. May 1st was May Day. Today, May 6th, the National Day of Prayer. Amen to that. It's been going on annually for a long time, right, Kurt?
Well, yeah, as far as I know, it's one of those things that's... I think the Congress was even doing it even before... Well, I mean, I know people have been praying forever, Sam, but I mean, as far as I know, we've had the National Day of Prayer for an awful long time, but I think Nancy and Joe and Kamala would like to change that, don't you think?
Yes, but I think the National Day of Prayer is a critical day. Do you think Joe Biden will, you know, highlight this and focus on this and give a speech or whatever about it and, you know, do something to promote it?
Well, I don't think so, Sam. In fact, I was looking at, you know, how you can kind of check and see what's the focus of, you know, the mainstream big boys on the news and the, you know, CNNs, NBC and all that kind of stuff. If you search and what was really, well, frankly, it wasn't surprising at all to me, but there was, you know, really no... story from CBS or NBC or ABC or CNN about the National Day of Prayer. I guess they were probably too busy in a prayer meeting, I suppose, there at their headquarters, you know. And yet, you know, if you really want to look at the real solutions, ladies and gentlemen, you know, in America and the world, so we're not topsy-turvy and just upside down. You've got to focus on prayer and the principles of freedom, which would be, I think you gotta start with the Ten Commandments. Don't you think, Sam?
It's hard to know how to respond to this, Kurt, because I feel like we're so divided in America. We are so divided in this country. The National Day of Prayer in the days gone past in this constitutional republic was a given. Nowadays, I think it's a divide. I think when I push to have prayer, others are just going, how dare you? And I feel like prayer used to be a unifying blessing in America to remind us all of who's in charge of our liberty, who's in charge of our safety and our protections, who can grant us, you know, the Founding Fathers highlighted this, you know. Hey, can a sparrow fall without God's notice? Then how can a nation rise without his aid? Okay, they understood this. And it seems to me now that, you know, pushing for prayer, I don't want to say that's the driving of the wedge, because that isn't the cause. The driving of the wedge is those who are so against prayer, and they've literally shut down worship for a year, Kurt, for the most part. And now that we call for a National Day of Prayer, you kind of go, will the nation reject prayer now as a nation? As a whole, will the nation stand for the godly principles that we once stood for? Or will the nation turn its back on that? And I'm not sure at this point.
Well, the headline from CBN News, and as far as I understand it, that's... stands for something like Christian, let's see, CBN News, it says the Christian Perspective, or I'm not sure if it's Christian Broadcasting Network, as you know, what CBN stands for or not, but anyway, CBNNews.com is where this piece comes from. It says Biden's National Day of Prayer proclamation doesn't mention God. So the White House has issued a National Day of Prayer proclamation without mentioning God even one time. The transcript of the proclamation here. I don't know if you want me to read that, but
I think so, Kurt.
Okay. Well, anyway, he says, throughout our history, Americans of many religions and belief systems have turned to prayer for strength, hope, and guidance. Prayer has nourished countless souls and powered moral movements, including essential fights against racial injustice, child labor, and infringement on the rights of disabled Americans. Prayer is also a daily practice for many, whether it is to ask for help or strength or to give thanks over blessings bestowed. The First Amendment to our Constitution protects the rights of free speech and religious liberty, including the right of all Americans to pray. These freedoms have helped us to create and sustain a nation of remarkable religious vitality and diversity across the generations. Today, we remember and celebrate the role that the healing balm of prayer can play in our lives and in the life of our nation. As we continue to confront the crises and challenges of our time, from a deadly pandemic to the loss of lives and livelihoods in its wake, to a reckoning on racial justice, or to the existential threat of climate change, Americans of faith can call upon the power of prayer to provide hope and uplift us for the work ahead. As the late Congressman John Lewis once said, quote, "Nothing can stop the power of a committed and determined people to make a difference in our society." Why? Because human beings are the most dynamic link to the divine on this planet, end quote. On this National Day of Prayer, we unite with purpose and resolve, as President Biden, Joe Biden says, and recommit ourselves to the core freedoms that helped define and guide our nation from its earliest days. We celebrate our incredible good fortune that as Americans we can exercise our convictions freely, no matter our faith or beliefs. Let us find in our prayers, however they are delivered, the determination to overcome adversity, rise above our differences, and come together as one nation to meet this moment in history. The Congress, by Public Law 100-307 as amended, has called on the President to issue each year a proclamation designating the first Thursday in May as a National Day of Prayer. Now, therefore, I, Joseph R. Biden, Jr., President of the United States of America, by virtue of the authority vested in me by the Constitution of and the laws of the United States, do hereby proclaim May 6th, 2021 as the National Day of Prayer. I invite the citizens of our nation to give thanks in accordance with their own faiths and consciences for our many freedoms and blessings, and I join all people of faith in prayers for spiritual guidance, mercy, and protection. In witness whereof, I have hereunto set my hand this fifth day of May in the year of our Lord 2021 and of the independence of the United States of America, the 245th. Signed, Joseph R. Biden, Jr. Well, there you have it, Sam.
Well, at least there's some on it, right?
Yeah, I mean, CBN, Christian Broadcasting Network, I guess it is, has got that piece. And so there's, all I can say is it's nice to see somewhere about it. The Washington Times has a piece on it, says National Day of Prayer inspires pleas for unity and justice. It goes on. So there are some places you can find out about it, but frankly, most places are just not going to fit it in, Sam.
Yeah, I got a question for you, Kurt. Should we pray for Joe Biden?
Well, it says we're supposed to pray for our enemies. As far as I can tell, Sam, that means, you pretty much got to pray for everybody.
Yeah, those who persecute us and despitefully use us and stuff like that.
That's right. That's the way it
is. That's where I kind of think Joe is right now.
I agree. Yeah.
And if we can pray for him and hope for better days and hope that he changes his tune?
Yeah.
And get Joe to change his tune. You know, I hope for something like that. That'd be a good thing. And, you know, I don't wish any ill on the president, President Joe Biden, or whether I believe he got there legitimately or not is a different matter. But I don't wish any harm for him. I hope the best for him. I hope the best for his family. I hope they can, you know, make wise choices and repent to God for their mistakes like all of us should. And, you know, so I bring this up because I know a lot of times people want to just get into that partisan kind of mentality and attack one another and just be like, oh, man, you know. But look, let's pray for President Biden. Let's pray that he makes wise decisions on the international stage as well as relating to all things internal or things related to America. And let's pray that he makes wise choices. Let's pray that he turns to God for guidance. Let's pray that he's a humble man to get on his knees and seek for God's counsel and guidance and direction. Seek to take counsel from the Lord, not to, you know, give counsel to God kind of a thing. And I hope that Joe Biden can do more of that because I really think that's where we can make a big difference. And I think that praying for our president, regardless of who's in power, regardless if we agree with the decisions that he makes or, you know, et cetera, I really think that's where we can make the biggest difference in America. How much difference can it make for a wicked leader or a person who you completely disagree with that's promoting socialism and communism? How much difference can it make if we pray sincerely for them? All of us in the country, all 330 million of us. I don't think you can even calculate the blessings and the benefit that can come from that. Sam and Kurt in seconds, Liberty Roundtable Live.
The Foundation for Moral Law is a nonprofit legal foundation committed to protecting our unalienable right to publicly acknowledge God. The Foundation for Moral Law exists to restore the knowledge of God in law and government and to acknowledge and defend the truth that man is endowed with rights not by our fellow man, but by God. The Foundation maintains a twofold focus. First, litigation within state and federal courts. Second, education. Conducting seminars to teach the necessity and importance of acknowledging God in law and government. How can you help? Please make a tax-deductible contribution, allowing foundation attorneys to continue the fight. You may also purchase various foundation products as well at morallaw.org. Located in Montgomery, Alabama, the Foundation for Moral Law is a nonprofit, tax-exempt 501c3, founded by Judge Roy Moore. Please partner with us to achieve this important mission. morallaw.org.
The spirit of the American West is live and well in Range Magazine, the award-winning quarterly devoted to the issues affecting the American West. Each issue contains informative articles, breathtaking imagery, as well as the culture of cowboy spirit today, and gift ideas like the 2021 Real Buckaroo Calendar. Order online from rangemagazine.com. Loving Liberty Network salutes the spirit of the American West at rangemagazine.com.
Well, my mom smokes and my dad smokes, and I saw them smoking, so I tried it. They're telling me not to smoke, but they smoke themselves.
When it comes to smoking, are you sending mixed signals?
But when you teach someone a certain way to do things and you go back on that certain way, it sends mixed signals to the person that they're trying to teach. The parents need to be the example.
Smoking. If you think you're old enough to start, you're smart enough to stop. A public service message from this station and the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints.
I want to dedicate this song to Mr. Rupert Murdoch.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, we're talking about the National Day of Prayer, and we ought to keep talking about that. I want to talk about it some today, but I hope other news organizations and outlets pick up the piece and talk about it as well. I also hope to talk about the National Day of Prayer in the next several days, because what I'd like to really do, it's interesting to me, you have like Black History Month, you got like, I don't know, Gay and Lesbian Month or Week or whatever, you just got a day for prayer curtain.
Well, that's right, Sam. I mean, you wouldn't want to have people focus on prayer too much. I mean, you know, as far as I know, Sam, last year, even though it was May, you know, of 2020, they had the National Day of Prayer event at the White House Rose Garden. I don't really see anything like that scheduled for today at the White House. Somehow they just, well, I mean, they got too full of a schedule to fit in the National Day of Prayer at the White House today, Sam. And as far as I can tell, the president, you know, the so-called president, Joe Biden, the only reason he did it was, you know, he had to do it because he says it's a law that Congress passed. So, you know, I mean, I don't think they're really putting much of an emphasis on it, if you will. Last year, the president was joined by the First Lady, Melania Trump. She gave an introductory prayer. The Vice President, Mike Pence, and his wife attended. I mean, as far as I know, Kamala is going to be busy. You know, she won't be really having time for the National Day of Prayer today, as far as that goes. So, at least in my opinion, it's sad, but I guess you could say it's even more reason to pray, Sam.
Yeah, I agree. It's a big difference, and I just don't see Joe Biden. I don't see Kamala Harris really making it a priority like the Trump team did, like the Pence-Trump team did, or Trump-Pence, I should probably say. And I really think, you know, I'm kind of for prayer year, Kurt. It would start like January 1st, and it would end like December 31st, and then, of course, it would start the year over. You know what I mean?
Yeah, you're kind of a prayer Nazi, I think, Sam, don't you think?
Well, not really. I don't want to force everybody to pray. But I do want to encourage people to pray, Kurt. So there's a little bit of difference between the Nazis and me in that I wouldn't do the force plan.
Well, I know we were talking about last hour with our guest, Brian Rust, about, you know, honest money. And as far as I know, Sam, you know, there's... like on our money, it says this phrase, it says, "In God we trust." So I think that's kind of, I think that's supposed to be our motto, isn't it, Sam? So it seemed like it would be kind of appropriate to pray.
Amen to that. I agree with that. I want to go back to the story that you started to talk about last hour with Brian, because I think there's a little more to dig into on this piece too, Kurt. Sidney Powell, America is now a communist regime. They're feeding lies to the American people every single day, writes Bob Unruh, WND.com. Kurt, let's drill into this a little bit more, because she really hits in one headline, or I should say Bob Unruh hits in one headline, really the point here. America is now a communist regime. I don't know that I agree we're a communist regime, but they are feeding us lies to the American people every single day, and we're getting close. I mean, when we start to ban worship, Kurt, we literally for a year say, you know what, church, no. You're getting close, because really the key to a communist society, I mean, a lot of people could speak of Marx and some of these other people, right? But the communists really are the bankers, Kurt. Because they're the ones that want to literally, with absolute control, control everything. But I don't know how to describe this, but the real hallmark of a communist country is that it's flat out completely godless. That God is not welcome here. And there's a lot of other designators to determine a nation's communist status, if you will. But I think the grandest key is in a constitutional republic, Christianity is the hallmark, is the key. And in a communist regime, godlessness is the hallmark, if you will. And that's kind of why on this National Day of Prayer, I go, you know what? Where are we now? Are we going to be forbidden to pray? Are they going to use some kind of government wallet or digital government currency and say, you know, Kurt, We're not going to tolerate your worship anymore. It's turning you into a Christian terrorist. You know, you want to violate women's bodies and keep babies alive and stuff. You want to, and they'll go on and on and on. But really, isn't that the difference in our societies? America, the land of the free, a Judeo-Christian based country, based on these values and principles that Christians stand for, versus a godless society. And I think that's what the earth is in the battle about. And even in the, you know, you go back to yesteryear, meaning before this world was, with God were we all, says the Bible, the literal offspring of God. And there was a war in heaven. And Satan and his minions were kicked out, right? And that war continues now between the godly and the godless. And I kind of think Sidney Powell's hit on a really important point. Where are we in America? It's not a all or nothing game. But if we turn the corner, Kurt, as we've turned our back on God, or do you believe we're still a godly nation? I think that there's a contingent of people that believe in God and of actually their faith over the latest pandemic and all the different things that they claim, our faith has grown. But you know what? God will demand that all knees shall bow and every tongue shall confess that Jesus is the Christ. That's an eventuality that we must all face. Nevertheless, the battle is on. And I'm convinced that Sidney Powell's statements really bring up that, what do you call it, a keystone question maybe, about this very thing, Kurt. Where do we stand? Are we a Christian nation still? Would the nation vote for Christianity or not? And you know what? It's not blatantly delivered in that kind of a discussion, right? It's not blatantly delivered, will you back God or will you reject God? It's more like this. Let's talk about it in terms of free speech. Right now, they're jettisoning Donald Trump's free speech. And they're saying, you know what, President Trump, you're banned on Facebook and Instagram. Banned on Twitter. And that ban's going to stand. But if they can do that, I don't want to say to the greatest among us, but to a man like Donald Trump with plenty of money, plenty of fame, plenty of fortune, plenty of political prestige or clout or whatever, if they can do that to him, they can do that to any of us. And what if the free speech isn't Donald's tweets? What if the free speech is testifying of Christ? How long will it be until we say you can't speak of Christ? Or how long will it be until we say, you know what, we're going to prosecute and persecute those who speak of Christ? And so we're just seeing the beginnings of, in my opinion, the real battle about free speech, about liberty, about choices, about agency, about all these things are coming to the forefront. And I don't think it's going to be a pretty picture, at least understanding, are Americans faithful? Do you think we're a Christian nation still, Kurt? Or do you think we've turned the corner?
You know, you make me think of the old phrase where they say, well, they took prayer out of schools, but then the one guy said, yeah, but as long as there's pop quizzes, there's always going to be prayer in school. You know, and when you look at this article from WorldNet Daily, highlighting the phrase that Sidney Powell, who we haven't heard much from her lately because, you know, at least in my opinion, she's been pretty busy dealing with, you know, the lawsuits and different things like that. But recently she's been interviewed on a couple of places, according to this article from Bob Unruh there. One of them was what they call Erskine Radio. And she explained there that there's more than enough evidence in the public now to more than reverse the election in at least five states. And, you know, you were talking about, how prayer would kind of bring us together before, and yet now, say you're in a group of people and you want to pray, some folks would kind of say, well, hey, I'm not really for that or whatever. You know, it makes me think of how the flag these days is almost, I guess you could say, separates us. You got some people that love it, and others are like, hey, man, don't be putting up that flag around here.
Truth shall set you free. Christianity too hot for cities, farmers, markets. Coming up.
Proclaiming liberty across the land. You're listening to Liberty News Radio. You
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
A federal judge on Wednesday threw out the CDC's nationwide moratorium on evictions, but agreed to put a temporary hold on her ruling as the government pushes an appeal. District Judge Dabney Friedrich said that although there was no doubt Congress intended to empower CDC to combat COVID-19, a moratorium on residential evictions was not among them. The husband of missing Colorado mom Suzanne Morphew has been charged with first-degree murder in connection with her disappearance and presumed death just shy of 1 year ago. Barry Morphew was arrested on Wednesday with first-degree murder, tampering with physical evidence, and attempting to influence a public servant charges. South Carolina is putting into motion bringing back firing squads to its list of execution methods. The State House voted 66 to 43 Wednesday on legislation that would allow death row inmates to choose between being shot or electrocuted if lethal injection drugs are not available. USA Radio News.
Hello, this is Wayne Alaroot for our newest sponsor, Asset Strategies, or ASI for short. ASI is a precious metals powerhouse. They sell gold and silver. Never in history has there been a more important moment to buy gold and silver. ASI has been in business for 39 years. They've served over 20,000 clients and sold $5 billion worth of gold, silver, and precious metals with zero complaints. Last year, gold saw gains of 25%. Silver nearly doubled gold's performance. Now Democrats are in charge. Green New Deal, open borders, free healthcare for illegals. Bailout broke cities and states. The debt is about to go through the stratosphere. The time to buy is now. The owners of ASI, Michael and Rich Chekin, have been my close personal friends for 16 years. ASI is the company I trust when it comes to buying and selling precious metals. Call now to receive a free consultation and a free 1 ounce silver eagle with every qualifying purchase when you mention the Wayne Alaroot Show. Call 800-831-0007. That's 800-831-0007. Or visit assetstrategies.com.
SpaceX and their space ambitions have had many setbacks in the last year. Perseverance has now paid off. Dan Rocky with the Ohio USA Radio News Bureau reports.
SpaceX has successfully landed a test rocket it plans on using to send astronauts to the moon. The company launched, then landed its Starship prototype rocket on Wednesday, the first time that the prototype has successfully landed. Four previous tests were destroyed in the process of landing. SpaceX was awarded a contract from NASA last month to develop the Starship for use on the Artemis missions to return to the moon, though the contract is currently on hold after two other companies filed protests of the contract award.
Just months after Trader Joe's increased its special COVID-19 bonus pay for employees, the grocery chain is now looking to slash it in half. In February, Trader Joe's gave employees an additional $4 an hour, pretty much for being frontline workers. Now Trader Joe's is looking to drop the thank you pay back down to its initial rate. Thanks for listening. We are USA Radio News.
All right, back with you live, ladies and gentlemen. Sam Bushman on your radio, hard-hitting talk at your fingertips. We're talking about the National Day of Prayer. By the way, CNN anchor Don Lemon claimed that God was not about hindering people or even judging people, he said. Okay. I thought the ultimate judgment was from God, but there you go. And so here's the deal. They're going to shut me down for peddling misinformation. They're going to shut President Donald J. Trump down for supposedly incorrect information or misinformation. But yet you're going to let Don Lemon run around and tell you that God's not about hindering people. God is not about judging people. I thought God judged us all, folks. How dumb am I, right? There you go. Now, Christianity is too hot for city's farmer market. I don't know if you saw this story, Kurt, but it's kind of interesting. Lansing, Michigan has been hostile to religion. So this apple grower went to the farmer's market and stuff like that, but has beliefs on marriage, Kurt. And this farmer's market, whatever you want to call it, attendee, believes that marriage should be between a man and a woman. So they literally shut this guy down and kicked him out of the farmer's market. And then they judge overruled Michigan or Lansing, the city of Lansing. And it's been a big battle ever since. It's been going on for quite some time. So we need to pray for this Christian in the farmer's market in Lansing, Michigan. Kurt, this kind of smacks of what's happened to you a little bit too, right?
Well, that's right, Sam. I mean, I was just thinking about how interesting it is. I mean, most days when I'm out selling honey with the with the honey trailer or whatever you want to call it, I occasionally call it the honey hut. But you know, when I'm there, if it's like a really nice day like yesterday, I could put the flags out, and you know, and they don't get blown, you know, like from like clear down the block or anything. But when it's bad weather, you know, sometimes I can't. And I was thinking about a little while back when I really didn't have the flags out because it must have been a rougher day, and so I just had the one window on the one side where the wind was coming from the back side, and this one guy pulled in, and I'm not sure it was a guy, but I mean, he had an earring and, you know, kind of some interesting looking hair for a guy like me. That's just
don't make
like,
that Dutchman now. God's not about judging anybody there, says Don Lemon.
But anyway, so the guy was, you know, just, I mean, he had different outfit on compared to me, you know, as he's in his car and he pulls up right in front of the window there, and he looks up and he sees all the little stickers I got up there that say, Make America Great Again or whatever. And he goes, oh, I guess I'll have to go somewhere else. And so I guess he just didn't want to be in that kind of dangerous area. But on the other hand, you know, when I put up that...
Hold on, Kurt. Did you say to him, do you want to taste some honey?
Well, I really only said, well, thanks for stopping, and sorry you feel that way, and, you know, have a good day.
You didn't get all crazy and riot and assault people?
I know, I probably should have been blazing with some, you know, swear words and stuff. I just, they didn't come to me.
Throwing honey bears. You know,
yeah, I'm really upset. But on the other hand, Sam, it's just fun to me to see, like when I put the one big flag up that's, you know, it goes up pretty high because I stick it in the back of the truck and it's, you know, way up there, and it's got this phrase on it, says stop the steal, you know, and it's flying up there.
Amen to that.
With all the you know, real nice United States flags that we've got, you know, I got about six or eight of them flying, and you know, it's pretty, I mean, to me it makes me feel pretty good to have that all around. But anyway, every so often I'll get somebody pull in and they'll be like, oh, we need more of this. And I pulled over especially because I saw this and I had to come in there and buy something because, you know, I mean, I just had to support this. So, you know, some people ask me, well, at least I've had some say something like, well, if you put that stuff up, it's going to be bad for business. And I think this is kind of this woke mentality that we've got with like Coke and all these other companies that are doing that. And yet, from what I can see, Sam, I see the people that are serious about loving the country and that have got money to spend and stuff like that, that they're serious about supporting that idea. Now, I don't put it up based on how much money I figure I'm going to make, but I do appreciate the fact that there's other people out there like me that go, hey, man, I love to see that, and I'm pulling in here. One lady told me, I think it was yesterday, said something like, man, I'm in here because of all those signs and those flags, like the sign that says drain the swamp and the other one that says Trump 2020, you know. And then she's like, and I love it because I come in here and I don't have a mask on. And, you know, I mean, she was just having a good time, you know. And yet there's going to be those ones that are the other guy, like, you know, I'm kind of waiting for my time to see some local, you know, bureaucrat come up and say, hey, where's the masks around here and stuff like that.
Well, I think they got rid of the mask mandate in Utah just recently, though, right?
Well, I know, Sam. I've heard that. But then I still go and see people, like, you know, acting like they didn't get that notice, you know what I mean?
What do you mean? You know, they're just exercising their freedom, right?
Well, I guess they are, and they're kind of signaling to me how I'm one of those guys that don't care about people, and I just must not be careful. I mean, they're going to be safe and not sorry like me, you know. But
of course,
on the yeah.
Well, you might be the cause that they die.
Well, yeah, good point. It's been interesting to me to see what's going on.
I got a question, Kurt.
On the farmer's
market.
Speaking
of this, vaccines and masks and all this. Yeah. They say that they're going to start doing the vaccine trial for children, still looking for participants. Have you seen this?
Well.
And then they say brothers both get the vaccine. And they go on about it, but I got a question. I'm not really positive how to answer this, but maybe you can help me. Mm-hmm. If you've got an experimental vaccine that has not been proven safe or effective at this point, it's on emergency issuance, if you will. Is it child abuse to experiment on those children?
Or let me ask you this question.
Ask that. Yeah.
What if on the other hand, they were like, we're going to make these kids pray every day, you know, morning and night, and recite.
No, you
like
couldn't do that, buddy. That'd be evil force.
That's what I'm talking about. See, it's just interesting.
Oh, evil force?
How you could do, if you did that with prayer and Ten Commandments or something like that, then you're indoctrinating them. But on the other hand, if you vaccinate them and teach them, critical race theory and stuff like that, then hey, that's somehow good for them, right? Isn't that the, fix up about the old thing where it says in the last days good is called evil and evil is called good, right?
Yeah, I'm just wondering, though, if it's child abuse. When I look at that and I go, vaccine trial for children, we don't know if it's really safe and effective. It's been emergency released and all this kind of stuff. And I just kind of look at it and go, man, I don't know. It's very interesting. However, the Hale Center Theater, Kurt, got the memo about the masks. And the headline says, Hale Center Theater will not require masks at their plays.
Well, that's nice. Yeah, that is a breath of fresh air, huh, Sam?
Yeah, especially, the theater and going to the theater and a little bit of entertainment and fun without a mask would be nice, I kind of like that.
Good point.
Now, I don't know if they're going to do some social distancing or whatever, but I'm okay if they do that, right?
I always figured everybody's doing social distancing, Sam. I mean, if you feel social enough, get close to somebody. If, on the other hand, if you want to stay distant from them, just stay distant, leave that up to each individual, right?
Yeah, they're also asking this, Kurt. Uh-huh. Is it time for Utah to switch to artificial grass? Yeah, due to the huge drought, buddy, they say that you need to switch to official grass because 60% of the water in Utah is used to green up your lawn, buddy.
Well, maybe they could take a hint about the National Day of Prayer and they could pray more and focus on the Ten Commandments.
You mean
more
the God of Liberty, the author of everything we have, might give us more water if we do that?
That's exactly what I mean, Sam.
Amen to that. Liberty Roundtable Live.
Third takes a short lead. Elwood glances over. Now back to the plate. He sets the pitch. It's swung on strike three. They've won it. They have won it. World champions. Jim, what's it like down on the field?
John, it's a madhouse down here. I'm trying to get to Bob Elwood, the winning pitcher. Bob, how does it feel? Winning the seventh game on a strikeout.
Yeah, I thought he'd be looking for a slider, so I came on with my fastball.
World champions! Is this the greatest moment of your life?
Absolutely not. Jim, the best moments for me are breakfast with the kids, long walks with my wife, just holding her hand,
Marriage. You're never too far apart when you're still holding hands. From your neighbors, the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints.
Jim, when was the last time you held your wife's hand?
Well, it's been a while.
I tell you, you need to step up to the plate, Jim.
For more tips on strengthening your marriage, visit family.mormon.org.
I have a question. Can a nation conceived in liberty carry its head high if it denies protection to the youngest and most vulnerable of its citizens? Can a country founded on God-given rights continue to thrive without understanding that life is a precious gift from our Creator? I believe that great nations and great civilizations spring from a people who have a moral compass.
I don't think a civilization can long endure that does not have respect for all human life, born and not yet born.
I will be in earnest. I will not equivocate, and I will not excuse. I will not retreat an inch, and I will be heard.
One thing I promise you, I will always take a stand for life.
All right, back with you live, ladies and gentlemen. Wow, I don't know how to respond to this. Is it time for Utah to switch to artificial grass? Is a big question on KSL News Radio right now. And you can say, Sam, what have you just done? You were talking about hard-hitting news, and then you just go to this? Yeah, but the environmental discussions are at the heart of all this, ladies and gentlemen. Look, how much does it cost? Kurt, do you know how much it costs to plant seed and grow grass?
Well, it all just depends on what you call planting seed and growing grass, Sam. If you go down to Ace or True Value or somewhere like that and pick up some seed, and, you know, I mean, do you have to include the cost to drive there? Do you have to include the cost of your time? Or do you
just include
the cost of the seed? I mean, as far as I know, you can do this pretty, I guess you could say, on the cheap, you know.
Yeah,
but
that's right.
Like, for example, let's say you want to do it the old instant lawn, you know, if you will, and order a truckload of a sod, you know, to put down. Well, you know, then it's going to be a little more money, you know, like the other day.
A little more, like 10 times more money.
Well, Hold on, Cameron,
how much was a foot of sod again?
I know I was working on, you know, repairing my, you know, sprinkler system because we cut out a tree and busted up some pipes, I think you got to include that in your cost of grass, if you will. And so, you know, it just kind of depends on all the costs you include, Sam.
All right, 35 cents a square foot for sod.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and you're talking about how much for a fake lawn, or what do they call those, AstroTurf? Is that what it is, Kurt?
Yeah,
artificial grass.
You know,
what is that?
Some of it. You know, and like we've got one daughter that has that all out the back. The nice thing about it is you don't really have to mow it. I mean, it just pretty much stays the same height. Now, you know, in my opinion, it's not real, quote, earth friendly, if you ask me, but they're going to tell you that the real earth friendly people are the ones that you just cover all your ground with, I guess, rocks or something like that, or, you know, maybe you just leave it natural, Sam. Wouldn't that be like weeds everywhere, which is kind of what they complained with about, like, in the cities? They don't want you to just have,
well, if
weeds,
you have weeds everywhere, buddy, they'll arrest you and, you know, they'll take your house.
That's right. Like,
we, yeah, remember, we've read about old ladies getting taken down because they can't take care of their weeds in their yard or whatever, and they kind of and go. Chimmit grass?
Mm-hmm.
And that's artificial grass. That's different than, like, AstroTurf, though, right?
Yeah, I guess so. I'm just not familiar with
it. Yeah, AstroTurf might be even more expensive, but what, the chimmit grass then is $35 a foot?
I'm not sure. You know, the one's 35 cents or something like that, and the other one was 35.
Oh, 35, 35 cents per foot for the chimmit grass kind of one, or the, you know, artificial grass or whatever. How much is that, Kurt, if you, you know, wanted a quarter acre, you know? Isn't a quarter acre about 100 foot by 100 foot, Kurt?
You even asking stuff like that is what you're supposed to do, Sam. This is the new world of AOC world and all that kind of stuff. You're just supposed to realize that what you got to do, like here's some premium grade artificial turf grass. That's what you got to do is put that kind of stuff in, Sam. And you just don't question. You just don't use water. I mean, certainly you wouldn't want to pray for rain and fast for it, you know, like they did in the old days, because water doesn't, you don't need to worry about it coming out of the air. It just comes out of a pipe now, Sam. I mean, it's kind of like food. It really doesn't come from a farmer and from the earth and from God. It just comes from the store, Sam. You know that? Yeah,
that's so they the way say that you got to use less water because the water, if you use a bunch of water, like 60% of the water in Utah is used to make your lawn green, buddy. Okay, you know that, right? You heard of that? Well, so here's my question to you. When I put the water on my lawn and it greens up my lawn, then where does the water go? Is it like ruined and lost forever?
Well, that's a very good question, but see, Sam, it's one of those ones you're not supposed to ask, because you got to remember whose water this really is. That's the government water. I mean, we've established that in the past.
Hold on a minute. I'm going to just jettison this. Hold on. Isn't it God's water, Kurt?
Well, yeah, but you only mention him. Well, you don't even really mention him on the National Day of Prayer if you're present. So-called President Biden. Today is the National Day of Prayer, and maybe they would say that, God's the source of even water, Sam.
I submit that God, it's his water, and he's in charge of the water, Kurt. Mm-hmm. And I kind of think if we want to use his water to green up our lawns and it goes back to the earth, why can't it be used to take a shower next? We filter good that point. Water and everything else, and why don't we just use it to shower next? Or maybe my shower water can be used to green up my lawn. All I'm saying is they make you believe that this is like use once and we're done with it. Man, we're running out of water, buddy. Kind of like in the 70s, they're like, we're running out of gas, man. 50 years later, they're not saying we're running out of gas.
That's right.
Think about that. It was crisis day in the 70s. I remember this as a little kid. You could go get gas on even or odd days based on your license plate or whatever, right?
and the smart guys would take two license plates, and what you do is put a different plate on so that you can just fill up any day you want, right?
But think about this, though. So they told you that we're about out of gas. We're rationing. It's just a lockdown. We're going to be out of fossil fuels. Yeah. 50 years later, literally, and they're not saying a word about it now. They're just like, hey, we're going to keep the price of gas down for you.
Yeah, right.
And by the way, don't drive around in your SUV because it'll be too expensive.
Yeah. Well, you got to cruise around in your Tesla. Because that electricity, it just comes from a plug in the wall. I mean, you don't really need anything for that. We got plugs in the wall for that, Sam. Mm-hmm.
Anyway, very strange.
Last hour with Brian Rust, he mentioned we're talking about money and things like that. And I brought this, I found this one story I was going to bring up to him that I thought was kind of interesting. And the headline from the Epoch Times says, restaurants ready to hire, but government payments keep workers home. And, I don't know.
Yeah, why should you go to work, Kurt? I can stay home and I have plenty of money to plant my artificial grass, buddy. Don't bother me.
Yeah, but, as far as I can see, Sam, that kind of messes up the whole supply and demand kind of system, because if there's no workers making stuff, that all that fun, free paper money coming from the federal government can buy, then pretty soon you really can't buy anything with it, right? You might not even have food, even though you've got lots of money, right, Sam?
I'm not sure what that has to do with me sitting home and binging on Netflix and planting my artificial grass. I don't get what you're saying. No, I got good news to end the hour, Kurt. You ready for this?
Yes, sure.
It's great news to end the hour, and I kind of think this from the National Day of Prayer is quite appropriate.
Yeah.
Headline says, Alabama planning to restore In God We Trust motto in public schools. Dean Young, he's chairman of the Ten Commandments Political Action Committee. So Ten Commandments PAC. I don't know if you know we had one of those, but we do. He told this AI.com
probably
group.
Probably Biden.
That his group Biden hopes to push the Ten Commandments, the Constitution, and the Declaration of Independence to all schools. Why? So that children can learn of their historical importance. What do you think of that?
So they're going to talk to him about, in Alabama, the Ten Commandments.
Yes, sir.
In the schools.
Well, yeah, he says, my hope is that we can...
Coke is going to leave Alabama for sure, right?
He says this, my hope is that they have the Ten Commandments in the schools all over the state of Alabama, as well as the Declaration of Independence, the Constitution for the United States of America, and the historical documents that go with this country. What do you think of that, Kurt? And I like that. I want more of it. Right?
Amen to that. Yeah, I was looking to try to find that. So when I put in Alabama and Ten Commandments in DuckDuckGo, I get Roy Moore bringing Ten Commandments Monument back, which I didn't know about that either. Alabama to put Ten Commandments displays on. Maybe, I don't know if that has something to do with it, but
yeah, anyway. Alabama planning to restore In God We Trust.
Cool. Well, there you go. That is good news. I just gotta agree with you. Couldn't agree more. You know, good work.
But when do you ever hear about this, Kurt?
Well, I'm sure CNN and NBC and ABC and CBS and Sean Hannity and you know, the Rush Limbaugh program and all those other guys will be sending their guys over there right now to cover that, Sam, because I mean, these are vital things that they've got.
Yeah, you want to learn about Dean Young of the Ten Commandments Political Action Committee or Ten Commandments PAC, Kurt, because that's the guy that we can kind of keep an eye on. AI.com is who brought this to our attention, I think, Kurt.
Well, very good. That is good, yeah. And that's, as you said, a very good news. I do see, if I put in Alabama and Ten Commandments PAC, I do see... the Ten Commandments Amendment PAC led the campaign in support of Amendment 1. Dean Young, a former chief strategist for Roy Moore, was the chairperson of the committee.
That's right. So check this out, Kurt. Yeah, in my opinion,
there you go.
Google doesn't want to shut down your search if you know exactly what you're searching for, because then you can prove that they're shutting you down. But they also want to make sure that you don't find it. So you got to be specific enough to know absolutely. In other words, you can't find the story. But if you knew the story existed, then you could get the story. And they're doing this. They're walking a very, very fine line on purpose. Now you say, well, I'm not using Google. I'm using DuckDuckGo. Yeah, but you got to ask yourself, does DuckDuckGo really do the searches? Or do they just provide a different interface so that you don't have to give up your personal information to the searching? Who's doing the searching for DuckDuckGo, for instance? And I'm not trying to down DuckDuckGo. I use it. I think it's great. I'm just making a point that where are the searches really derived? And the reason I bring it up is because there's very few people that really conduct the searches, and they're not our friends, my friend.
Good point.
So for the National Day of Prayer, just know that in Alabama, at least, folks are trying to get the Ten Commandments, the Constitution, the Declaration of Independence, and the founding documents in front of children so they can learn about our historical relevance and the blessings known as the greatest country on the face of the earth, the United States. Maybe we could duplicate that in all the other states, huh, Kurt?
Amen to that.
That would be our hope.
Amen.
All right. Mm-hmm. Thanks for being along, ladies and gentlemen, for Sam Bushman and Kurt Crosby. Well, you know what? We are convinced that on Prayer Day, we need to make this a everyday affair. Pray hard, folks. Then get up and go to work. God save the Republic of the United States of America.